So, good morning all together. Let's do another session of not programming languages, but virtual machines. And we've seen in the last lecture how we can do heap layout for our C machine. So this was a kind of compatibility mode to the things you've already seen for procedural programming. But now I want to give you a short overview about how heap layout is done in practice, and that means that I'm going to show you how LLVM does heap layout, does its intermediate code representation, how the tools around LLVM help you in multiple inheritance and object-oriented systems in general, and also I want to show you a few of the pitfalls that come into the game when you introduce multiple inheritance instead of standard single inheritance. So that's what we're going to do today. Side note, probably, this lecture is not really part of the topics of virtual machines by the general topics book, so this will be optional, and this is not material for the exam, but probably for your interest. That's a nice thing to know. Okay, so a short introduction into LLVM. It is a kind of abstract assembly language, so it's a little bit more abstract than a real concrete implementation of an assembler. So there's no, it tries to circumvent any fixed bit width of pointers or something, and it tries to be as general as possible in order to be ported to other architectures, although there are limits to that, and you cannot completely move them from one architecture to the other, but all the while it is a quite high-level assembly language. The most important difference to other assembly languages is that it is a typed assembly language, so you have things like composed types. You see them here. They're introduced with this keyword type and are followed by brackets where you can specify different fields. For example, there's an integer of 32-bit. There's a